The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hunt presents Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcasts also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Hi, I'm Dolores Raich. I wrote a book about my brother Bud, a Vietnam veteran. I'll be joining Father Jim Drucker today on Rock and Roll Reveille, WWDB 860 AM. Stay tuned.
Is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. Fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat.
She didn't mind, 'cause I was helping to keep our land free. I am a soldier, a coming home soldier. No purple heart do I wear on my chest. I'm just a soldier, a coming home soldier. I know that I'm coming home.
Okay, listen to those French horns. God is great. It is phenomenal. We're on the radio. Jimmy Drucker from Keswick is Allegheny. Follow
Do you
Jimmy Drucker.
It?
Nervous as a basket case when he goes on the air. But now I'm Perry Como. I'm relaxed. I should sing. And the wheels, they go bouncing. It was Perry Como. Anyway.
Not quite Perry Como.
Okay. Whoa. There goes Vienna Lorendi, Lieutenant Colonel. I have to say, she outranks me. Listen, before we begin the show is devoted to Dolores Cook Raish, who wrote a book about her brother. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But I want to ask you for prayers for a very dear friend of mine that used to assist me at Lebanon VA Medical Center, Patty Davenport. Please, I ask each of you to say a special prayer of your choice for her to be healed and lifted up from her sickbed. And I want to give a shout-out to somebody. Can you imagine this? When I was at Fort Jackson learning how to shoot people with an M60 machine gun, rocket launcher, 3.5 rocket launcher, bazooka, 45 hand grenades, while I was there, I was at that time rocking and rolling, cutting records with the Boston, more, with the Lydells. We're off to sea, yay. One time I was Lonely, next time I was Lou. I asked him, was Lemon, he told me, great, sir. They sing better than me, by the way, thank God. Anyway, so I went downtown to Columbia, South Carolina, where Fort Jackson is, and I met a young man called Johnny Ellis. I just found out now, after 60 years, I connected up with him this past week. He's wonderful. He was a very lovely young man. I found out he was 18 years old when I met him. I was 22. I was an old man then, you know, 22, 18. And I want to give a shout-out to Johnny Ellis from WNOK, Columbia, South Carolina, going to be our guest soon, and Rick Wrigley, who belongs to SLOBS, S-L-O-B-S. That's something to do with a bunch of older disc jockeys in South Carolina. So we're going to have them on for a slob show. In the meantime, our guest today was very nervous. I made her nervous before we started, but I wanted to relax. Dolores, I want you to know I love you. She is here with her brother in spirit, Bud Cook, who was in Vietnam, 67 to 68. When he came back home, long story real short, and she'll talk more about it, they compiled a book. Now, ready for this. Letters not only from Bud to home, but letters from Mommy to Bud. And I'm using the word Mommy purposely. I don't care if you don't like it. Lieutenant Governor Catherine Baker Knoll was with me at Lebanon VA at my mass one day. She said, Father, you're 67 years old. She said, your mommy should be your mother. I said, listen, you're the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Pennsylvania. You ready for this? But in here, she's my mommy. Uh-huh. You can have your mother. She's my mommy, Margaret. So I give blessings to my mommy, Margaret. Uh-huh. And we have a great guest going today. I'm not going to say who it is yet. In the meantime, I want to have some music come up here. It's a song that when Bud Cook left for Vietnam, this was a song that was important to him. So, Dolores, I'd like to welcome you to Philadelphia Radio and to my show, Rock and Roll Reveille. I want you to know that I studied for years at Emerson College, and we would often produce radio plays. I would like to ask you to be the moderator of Drucker Deluxe Lux Theater as we go back in memory to 1967, what Bud wrote to Mommy and Mommy Dolores wrote back to your brother, Vietnam veteran, Bud Howard Bud Cook. Doc is going to be Bud and Janine will be Mommy. Will you set the scene for me, please? Go back, please.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Father Jim. It really is great to be on your show. I will go back in time now to the summer of 1967. I was 13 years old.
Put the papers down. Relax.
And my brother Bud had recently left for Vietnam.
Go ahead.
The 4th of July always held very special meaning in our family. Mom's birthday was the 4th. Mine was the 5th. There are two letters in particular, one from Bud and one from Mom, that put the significance of that Independence Day into a very unique perspective.
Now, share about your birthdays, July birthdays.
Yes, Mom's was the 4th, so she was my dad's Yankee Doodle sweetheart, and I was 4 hours late coming on the 5th, but in typical Mom fashion, we celebrated together always, and it was so special. And that particular 4th of July, we were all missing Bud, missing him more than we could possibly say. But I want to thank Dr. Savicki for reading Bud's letter.
Let's go on right now. Set the scene. Music up, please, Mr. Engineer. Bud?
Dear Mom and Dad, hi, it's me again. I hope I'm writing enough letters for you guys Boy, I never wrote so many people in my life. I got your letter last night, the one thanking me and thinking of me for the cards. Oh, yeah. There's a possibility that me and Clay might leave here and go to Saigon or Da Nang, or maybe Quy Nhon. You see, in the first place, I wasn't supposed to be in the first cab, as is they already have a full team there. Saigon just found out where I am, so if they need me someplace else, I might be leaving here. I'll still be working with the machines, no matter where I go, though. Oh, by the way, we had a party yesterday. We outside on tables and all.
Wow.
They had barbecue steaks, hot dogs, cold ham, potato salad, baked beans, about all that goes with an outside barbecue. Everything that is except the States are missing. I managed to grab a few cans of beer, of course. Don't tell anyone. You know, what I was thinking yesterday, that it's funny. Here it is, 4th, our Independence Day, which we fought for and finally won in 1776. And here it is, 191 years later, and we're still fighting for independence. Only this time, it's for the Vietnamese people. They have a right to be free, too. The only thing that kind of makes me mad is that the riots you've been having in the States. When will people learn that fighting in war is senseless? I guess never. I'm fine and can't think of anything I need to write now. I got my new pair of jungle boots today. Is the ocean water getting any warmer? I hope so. I can hardly wait till next year. I'm still in good spirits, promise you. I haven't been too homesick yet. In a way, I still can't believe I'm really over here. But I see a lot of foreign people, so I guess I am. I better end before I run out of paper. I guess this is about the longest letter yet. Well, that's it from this side of the world. We'll write again soon. Then take care. God bless. Love, buddy. I forgot to mention how much I love you.
Dear Bud, I hope by now you're getting mail pretty regularly. We sure miss you. And guess what? I gave Dad a piece of my birthday cake to take and put in the freezer for you. Ha ha. Dolores and I celebrated our birthday together. That's we both shared the same birthday cake on the 4th. In fact, now as I'm writing this, it just dawned on me that we didn't even have ice cream. We lit the candles on the cake at dinner time and sang happy birthday. It was just Dad and Dolores and Jackie and Kathy and Nana and I. We rode down to Cressy Avenue in the Crest at 8:30 p.m. as Dolores had heard on the radio that even in the rain, they were having fireworks. I can't really explain it. I mean, other years, if I saw them, I thought they were pretty and all, but this year, it was, well, I can't really explain it. I mean, I kept thinking of you and how proud we are of you, and I was thinking what a wonderful thing to see all the people standing and sitting in the cars in the rain. It sure goes to show the patriotism that some folks have in spite of these kooky demonstrations. I don't want you to feel too badly about my writing this, but I just wanted you to know that the fireworks on the 4th of July meant more to me than ever before. I received a letter from your brother Billy today from Montreal, and he was asking for you. I guess I better bring this to a close for now, so be good, and God bless you. Love always, Mother and Dad. P.S. Everyone sends their love.
Howard Bud Cook, U.S. Army veteran, Vietnam, served in Vietnam from June 1967 to June 1968. Bud, we love you. We know you're with us. God bless you. He was one of five children, the second of Dolores and Bill Cook. He was born in South Philadelphia, but is from Delaware County, a.k.a. Delco. Come on, we know that. I'm a Kensington, a.k.a. As a teenager, like so many boomers of that generation in the Philadelphia area, Bud and his friends listened to WIBG, Wibbage Radio. He enjoyed a wide range of music, and some of his favorite artists of the day included Rydell, my close dear friend, who said, "You no longer have senior moments, Father. You have Monsignor moments." Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, Petula Clark, oh, Downtown, Johnny Cash, and lesser-known singer John Gary, to name just a few. Ladies and gentlemen, soon, legendary Don L. Brink, who went to New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. Can you imagine this Williamsport kid? I hate your guts. 19 years old, he's in Wibbage Radio in Philly. That was my dream, but you were there at 19. Let's hear this montage of Scotty Brink.
They get on the bus, and there was no woman on the bus whatsoever.
Story had been that blonde boarded bus, bared buttocks, Yanks autograph same. Billy took a picture of their handiwork. Nope. Billy, as you heard, said the lady had exited the bus if she was ever there by the time he got aboard. And that's what's happening.
And that's all of it.
I'm Charles McCoy.
You mean you're all finished?
You got it.
Well, here, sign here, Charles.
Use Billy Martin's pen. It's 2 minutes before 7 o'clock at WNBC New York. WNBC with more doobies in the morning. I'm Scotty Brink on the Brink and Belzer Show. 7:03 at NBC. 66 degrees at 66 WNBC. All right, girls, all right. 7:07, girls, it's 7:07 already. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock at WNBC.
And hello, Scotty. Hello, Richard.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Virgil, I thought you were down in Florida or Haiti or someplace.
I was. I came back up for my grandfather's wedding.
You came back for your what?
My grandfather's wedding.
Your grandfather? How old's your grandfather?
He's 126.
Come on, 126. Why is he getting married at 126?
Well, he didn't want to. But his parents kept pushing.
Hey, babe, get Tanya, the original and only Hawaiian suntan stuff. The original with coconut oil and cocoa butter. Hawaii's top tanning agents. Only Tanya can promise you a real Hawaiian tan. A deeper, faster tan. Twice the tan in half the time. Tanya guarantees it or your money back. Imitations are okay for some things, but for a tan, you want the best. The original, the Hawaiian. And that spells T-A-N-Y-A, Tanya. Tanya. Available at your nearby thrifty drug and discount store. Los Angeles weather cloudy with drizzle and all that gobbledygook this morning. Hazy sunshine in the afternoon. The high near 70 today. Light smog in the basin. In the valley right now, 63. Downtown Los Angeles, 63. Hollywood, 64. 93. Hitbound. The Arbors. And I can't quit it. On the Scotty Brink Show at KHJ, Hitbound. I can't quit her. It's 10:12 right now with the Big 93.
If you suffer from nervous headache, with the antacid action doctors recommend most.
We've established the fact that one of my favorite pastimes is playing heavy gold. Well, here's a gem from 1965. McCoy's now.
My God, hang on, Sloopy, the McCoys. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got the Scotter at 4:05.
I'm interrupting Scotty Brink. Oh, that's a cardinal sin. Wait a minute, I'm only a priest.
No pollution. Still got some air out there somewhere.
My God. Listen, Scotty, I didn't mean to say those bad words about you, but before you come on, sir, I'm going to introduce you. But Doc is going to read. What page is it on? From Don L. Brink. Anyway, from the book to Vietnam and Back, 1967-68, Bud Cook wrote this in his book, and Dolores sent a copy signed to Don L. Scotty Brink. Doc?
Hey, Dolores, if you can try and find out if that disc jockey from Wibbage is in the service. His name is Don L. Brink. There's a PFC by that name over here, and he's the disc jockey on the radio. I'm pretty sure it's the same one. When he's on, it seems like I'm still in Upper Darby. It's good to hear a familiar voice.
Let me hear the tones of that voice, Don L. Brink, please, sir. Welcome to Philadelphia Radio and WWDB and Rock and Roll Reveille. You with us, Don?
Don't forget to call in. Our phone number is 888-329-3306. Call in. We want to hear from you.
Okay, we're waiting for Don. I'll tell you what, let's go into to our vignette. We'll bring come back with Don. A big up here. It didn't work out, but it's going to work out. God is good. We'll go on with our vignette from Dr. Andrew Savicki, Lieutenant Colonel.
Maybe you'll be there while
Doc Savicki here. And I want to share with you, I was at a confirmation today, and the bishop shared a statistic I didn't want to hear. He said that they did a study of our adolescents, and 30% of them say they're sad. He said they're sad. And I think of that, and I think of our military members who are considered the highest level of respect. Of all the socioeconomic status, doctors, lawyers, clergy, service members, the military are considered number one. And how can you even think that your life is worthless or that you should end that life? You know that all youth look up to each of you. You're valuable. Your life was saved because you're needed. And if there are stressors in your life, challenges, there are resources. I'm a resource. The song is Maybe I'll Be There. No, I'll be there. There are people for you. You can call me at 856-278-4042 or simply text me. Or if you need a quick response, 24/7, 988-988. Someone will answer your call, answer your text. You're valuable. We love you. Do not even think of ending the life that you have and all those that respect you and look up to you. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a technical glitch. Scotty, Don, I didn't purposely not put you on the air, sir, even though you're great and your voice is wonderful, and I'm not. But anyway, welcome to Philadelphia Radio again. Can you do me a big favor and just say WIBG, please, sir? I kick
Hello.
Into a... Oh, there he is, finally. Okay. Give me a WIBG, would you please, Scotty and Don?
WIBG.
Very good. Welcome back to Philadelphia Radio. It's great to have you on the air. I love you, man. And you're living... Go ahead, sir.
I still love WIBG, too.
Now, you had a chance to receive Dolores' book, sir.
I did. And that letter was on page 63, I believe it is. Yeah, 83. The letter that you were talking about.
Absolutely. Now, you were there as a private first class working for AFVN, American Forces Vietnam Network. Am I correct?
Yes, but I left it as an E-5.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, let me say this to you, Scotty.
Actually, the truth is I got an E-5 as I was being mustered out.
Well, I gotta tell you, you're speaking to a captain, young man.
Oh, I know that. Well, here's the thing. I'm a civilian again. Dolores, I want to tell you, if I can just say one. I think, first of all, I was so touched listening to those letters a little while ago. I mean, I wish that Bud and I had to cross paths somehow. And because I think I'd have liked him a lot.
Oh, Don, first of all, can't believe that I'm actually speaking to you. And I believe that if not physically, spiritually, your paths have crossed. I know they did because I remember that letter and I remember years later how he would say so many times, gee, we never did find out if that was Don Brink. And he knows now that indeed it was. And I have to tell you that your voice from home meant the world to my brother. It really did. What a blessing you were, not only to Bud, I'm sure, but to every listener over there who is from the Philadelphia area, the Delaware County area, all around. Your voice brought home to them.
Yeah.
And you were all so young. You were all so very young. And you were all away from everything that you knew and loved. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, it was an incredible experience, and I felt that I was very fortunate to be able to do what I was able to do. And when I first got to Vietnam, if you turned on the radio, you pretty much hear Guy Lombardo and things of that nature. And there was one little oldie show on a night with a sergeant who ran through the tape deck and did tape delay, so he had echo. And he played some pretty bad songs. But there was nothing except the Chris Noel transcribe shows that came into in country that had any pop music in it at all, that had any hits. And so I finally talked them into it, and I had to do, fortunately, I had a few connections by the time I got there, so I got people write letters for me. And I was able to get I wasn't even assigned to Armed Forces Radio, but I got there, and I started that show called Go, which is, they had to have a name. And it was for dedications, requests. I was playing the hits and getting requests from home and requests from the field and, husbands, wives, girlfriends, mothers, fathers. It was wonderful. I used to get nearly a whole mailbag every day filled with these requests and dedications. And I had to sort through them. You had to sort through them and try to pick out just some of the best or some of the most interesting. But had to be really careful. You had to cross a lot of things out because they mentioned their names and where they were and the name of their unit. Sometimes in those letters, you couldn't do that. You had to disguise all that stuff.
Now, Don, how old were you when you were in Vietnam?
24. I was drafted real late.
Wow.
I was at KCJ in Los Angeles, which was at that time the dream station of America.
Absolutely. Drake Chenault. I would have loved to be there.
Yep. I was out there working for Bill Drake, and I was there for no more than 6 months until I got my draft notice.
Wow.
The old man.
Right.
I was definitely in basic training. I was the old man.
Now listen, Don. I want everyone to say hello to you.
And I felt like one too.
I want everyone to say hello to you, Janine, our executive producer. Says hi to Don.
We're so glad you're here, Don.
And Doc Savicki, Lieutenant Colonel, sir.
Don, you're the best.
And Vienna Lorendi from a Vietnam veteran that was in Japan taking care of paraplegics and amputees, direct from combat from Vietnam, sir. Vienna Lerman, say hello to Don Elbrink, sir.
Hi, ma'am. Don. I wish I knew you then, but I can tell you, you sound still like you're 24. Your voice is great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm a little past that now.
Now, let's do a little bit of your history. What station did you start at, where did you finally go to in the big-time systems that you went into that I would die for anyway? Not now.
I'll give you a real fast synopsis. When I was a high school kid, or in like junior high and high school, I had a band, and we had to end up with a radio show.
What was the name of the band? What was the band?
You're not going to believe this.
Go ahead.
Don Brink and the Stardusters.
How clever.
Okay. So go ahead.
Guess what our theme song was.
Walk, Don't Run, The Ventures, I don't know.
That was it. No, 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 no. Anyway, when I was 16, a situation came up. They needed a part-timer at one of the other stations that I wasn't on. And so I went over, took the audition, and they gave me a weekend job. And a year later was the middle of my senior year. Another station offered me full-time at night, and so I did that. And 2 years later, or a year and a half later, really, I was at Wibbage.
You were 19, right?
I was 19. Went to Ithaca, New York for a year, then down to WSBA in New York.
That was Susquehanna Broadcasting, and I worked for WARM, the number one station in America. WRM, Mighty 590.
We had the same employer. We knew the same people. I knew all your folks. You probably knew some of mine. We all knew Art Carlson, who ran that.
Absolutely. And by the way, the TV show, what was the name? WKRP? The Art Carlson was fashioned after Art Carlson, our Susquehanna Broadcasting. National PD.
They stole the name, Mr. Carlson. Yeah.
Absolutely, because he was a legend. But continue on, please.
Well, anyway, so I was WSBA. I did a TV show on the local station, and I was also a WSBA. And Roy Schwartz, who was the operations manager at WIBG at the time, was in Baltimore listening to a guy who later became a friend of mine, and a colleague, and wasn't satisfied with what he heard because he was looking for somebody to hire. And he was driving back to Philadelphia, and he heard me come on the air at noon on a Sunday. And he sat there and listened for 4 hours.
Wow.
Called me
wow.
when I got off the air. The next morning, I was on his doorstep, and he was really shocked to see how young I was.
I'm sure.
But he hired me anyway.
Wow.
And that's the rest of this, whatever it was.
And then you worked in New York City, WNBC, WLS, the KHJ, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah. I just never could hold a job.
Listen, will you stay with us for the show? We're going to go into some
absolutely.
Rock and roll music. Would you intro for me with your voice, Sam the Sham and Willie Billy, sir? Take it. 3, 2, 1.
Gosh.
Go for it.
Oh, Sam the Sham and, hold on to your Willie Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
In the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I hammer out danger, I hammer out a warning, I hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
I saw her face, was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they began. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart.
Her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila go for a ride. Ow, 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 I feel a funny inside. Then little Sheila whispers in my ear. Ow, 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 I love you, Sheila dear. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love will never die. We're so doggone happy just being around together. Man, this little girl is fine. Oh, this little girl is fine.
Dolores, hi. I am Vienna Lorendi, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army Vietnam nurse. Dolores, I know that Bud and your mother and father are looking down on us right now, and they are smiling.
Amen.
They're so happy.
Amen.
You yes. are a blessing.
Thanks.
And I want to also thank them for raising you. I didn't know your brother. I'm so sorry I didn't know him. But I've known you for a few months now, and your mom and dad did a wonderful job. So bless them. And music, and you have chosen great music. Thank you. Music was an important distraction from being a soldier in Vietnam for Bud and many other soldiers, and also for me. What did you think about
and
that?
And we used music, the word distraction, purposely. It distracted him
absolutely.
From evil, mm-hmm. from combat,
right.
from being in a foreign country
mm-hmm.
with foreign people
yes.
away from home, Dolores.
It was a therapy.
Vienna, thank you so much for your kind words, and you're absolutely right. Music was such a part of our family life, and it just makes sense that it was transferred over to Vietnam. And it was something that was mentioned in so many letters that Bud wrote to us and that we wrote to him. And it was more than a distraction. It was this comfort piece. It was knowing that somewhere, maybe not right here, but somewhere there is music playing and I'll soon be back home and spinning the records on my own record player, listening to the music. But there was one particular instance I would like to mention, and that was on a certain day in January 1968, the very same date, Bud was writing a letter home. And he was telling us what he was listening to on the radio at the time. And it started with the theme from A Summer Place.
There you
and
go.
Then he mentioned they're now playing Spanish Eyes by Al Martino. And he talked about how much that song meant to our grandmother. And then what he didn't realize, that very same day, I was writing a letter to him. And in my letter, I was saying, I'm listening to Wibbage, and Hylett is spinning some great records right now. And
Don L. Brink.
Don L. Brink. You have no idea. Well, maybe you have a little idea, but what you meant to my brother that summer when he arrived and yours was the first voice from home that he heard. Thank you for that.
Don, take us back to Vietnam, sir. Don L. Brink.
Yeah.
Take us back to Vietnam. Went, you're on the radio right now. By the way, what instrument did you play? What instrument did you play, sir?
Oh, I'm kind of surrounded by instruments right now. While you were playing that medley a while ago, I had one of my guitars out playing along.
So you're a guitarist like me. But let's go back to Vietnam. We have theme in the Summer Place, Percy Faith in the background. Sir, and by the way, welcome home, sir. Welcome home, Sergeant.
I was always a speck.
But so now I make you sergeant, and you correct me. Listen, I'm a lot of lightning bolts. Look out.
Anyway, I salute you even if I'm not in the uniform. But it takes us back to Vietnam. Yeah, the music like this, of course, struck all kinds of chords. I think anybody who was a teenager in the late 50s, 59 that song came out.
Yes.
But that song was just to be remained the most romantic song of all, I think, until I'm not sure exactly what replaced it. But that was very popular in Vietnam.
Well, we're going to continue with more music. And listen, will you intro for me Dionne Warwick? And we need to do a lot of praying, especially for our veterans.
Oh, so we're going to say a little prayer. Let's do that.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part, oh how I'll love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for you.
I run for the dear, while riding I think of us dear, I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time.
On WIBG, I say a little prayer for you, Dionne Warwick. What do you think, Donald Brink? You think I got a shot at it?
I think you're doing really well. I think, do they have an opening at Warm?
That's right, on 95.90 WA Around, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton's number one station for con. For blah, 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 blah. And my guest today is Scotty Donnell Brink.
That was always one of my very favorite radio stations.
Number one in America, number one.
Yeah, it was a terrific radio station.
Dolores, this is Doc Andy Savicki. If I may, I'd like to share some of my thoughts with you. I'm a retired Air Force psychologist, and Father Jim shared with me how important Bud's Catholic faith was to him, as it was for me. He grew up in a strong Catholic environment with parents, Dolores and Bill Cook, and brothers and sisters, Bill, Jack, Dolores, and Kathy. I understand that. You were all members of St. Cyril's Alexandria in East Lansdowne, and in your book, To Vietnam and Back, from 1967 to 1968, on page 44, you tell the story of Bud attending Mass in Vietnam when Catholic chaplain priest set up his sacramentals to celebrate Mass on top of his cheap hood, which became his altar. Could you tell me more about that?
Thank you, Dr. Savicki. I'd love to. Actually, it's just a small example of how deep our faith was. And we really have our mom and dad to thank for the example that they set. They were never preachy. You'd never guess that they were religious, if you can say that. But they instilled in us a deep love of our faith. And it's no surprise to me that in a letter that Bud wrote after completing jungle training, that he describes exactly what you're talking about. They were high in the mountains, the Central Highlands.
In Vietnam,
right near An K, which is where his camp was located. But they were outside the camp, of course, far outside. And the chaplain very simply used the hood of his Jeep as the altar.
The Catholic priest chaplain.
And it was a Catholic priest who was a chaplain there. And in Bud's letter, he describes how their weapons and equipment were beside them. And he goes on to say, "I went to communion, Mom. The priest didn't have time to hear our confession, so he gave us all absolution.
General absolution in wartime is permitted.
In fact," he said, "I felt closer to God than I have ever before." And I think of that. I think of him on that day, at that time, at the very beginning of his tour, wondering how it was all going to play out.
Did Mom and Dad know this story about him having communion in Vietnam in a combat zone with a Catholic priest setting up his sacramentals on a Jeep hood?
Yeah.
And given absolution.
And given absolution, yes. general absolution was allowed in wartime conditions.
Yeah, and that was Bud. He wrote that in his letter to make sure that Mom and Dad knew that.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. Money I gotta spend, got to get back to my baby. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby used to wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah.
I emceed Donnell Brink, Doc, Janine, Dolores. Jack is here, Dolores' wife. Wife. Dolores' husband.
Oh, no, he's sober, I think. Are you still sober, Father Jim Drucker, DJ?
I'm drunk with life. I'm excited with life.
You are.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Bring the music back up.
You take it for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. The only days ago, I'm a-going home. Baby, just to put me a
Dolores, this is Matt Menard, Father Jim's sober engineer and producer of Rock and Roll Reveille. I'm touched by this heartwarming book of a brother soldier. I, too, am a retired U.S. Army Sergeant First Class. Please share with your audience your feelings when Bud returned home and the many thoughts you shared together as a soldier slash brother and sister. Father Jim also shared that together you decided to put Bud's Vietnam military experiences into a book. Dolores, where can our audience obtain this book?
Matt, thank you so much. Well, first of all, yes, the day that Bud came home was huge. It was absolutely huge.
What was the day?
It was actually June 11th, 1968.
And this is after 2 years of service and one year in Vietnam.
Correct. One year and one day. He spent one day longer in Vietnam than most soldiers.
And by the way, I got to mention to you that General Satterfield told me he would like a copy of your book. And he would like to give you his books as a gift. He is unable to be with us today. He had a knee operation recently. So everyone, please say a prayer, a general prayer. No, not a sergeant prayer, a general prayer. Absolutely. He needs higher prayers. I mean, you can't give a sergeant prayer to a general. Come on, you know? So that it may help the knee only a little bit. You know, so some general prayers out there. Our number is 888-329-3306. Give us a call in. And by the way, I want to introduce real quickly my guest who's going to be on the air next week from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Jimmy Dino, legendary Northeastern Pennsylvania disc jockey and journalist. Jimmy, jump on the air with Donald Brink from WIBG Vienna, Lorendi, Lieutenant Colonel Dolores Race, who's our guest today, Doc Savicki, and Janine, and Donald Brink, who was on the West Coast with us on the air. Jimmy, jump in.
Do you have room for me?
Absolutely. There's always room.
Well, the way I'm drinking, I have room for anybody.
Right.
Oh,
hi, you're Jim. Drinking without me now. Why are you drinking without me, Father?
All I know is I was with Jimmy a couple of months ago. What's the name of the place you're at, Jimmy? You gave me a shot of, I shouldn't say this up here, vodka and a pickle in it or something. I never had a pickled pickle.
Was it a good pickle?
It was delicious.
Okay.
Let me tell you. I wanted to take some home, but I said, nah, better not.
The vodka will pickle you.
So, Jimmy,
you get pickled that way.
Share a little bit about yourself, and you're going to be on there with us next week. It'll be your show, so you're going to come in from Hazleton. And you're a journalist with the Hazleton Standard. Give us a little, 30-second synopsis of Jimmy Dino from Hazleton, PA.
Well, I worked for the Standard Speaker for 38 years. I still work in the media because when you're in the media, Father, you know it's like malaria. You have it for life. You never get rid of it.
There are other diseases I could think of, but all right.
Now, when I started in radio...
I could also say... trying to get out of the mob, but that's another way of putting it.
When I started in radio at WYNS in 1966, I had a little rubber stamp made for JD slash DJ, Jim Drucker disc jockey. He took my thing. He took it from me later. What's the matter with you, Jimmy?
Jimmy, you're Italian, Dino?
Sicilian, yes.
Oh, yes. I'm half Sicilian, half Calabrese. Hello.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, my father's folks come from Villa Rosa. My grandparents were Italian immigrants, but my father was a lot younger than his father, and I was a lot younger than my dad. So
anyway, Jimmy, you're going to be on the air with us next week, and name some of the stations you were with, sir.
Oh, WAZL, WACM, WQEQ, WMGS. Right now, Jim 99 and 100. Oh, that's just a few of them.
Now, Jimmy, we're going to play this song, and I'm going to let you intro this song by Eric Burden. And the song is We Gotta Get Out Of Here, so I'm going to back off on the mic, and you're taking it over. Lead in to this song on this show of Dolores Raish, Cook Raish, and a Letters Home from Bud Cook.
Okay.
Good, Jimmy. Go ahead.
All right. It's time for more music on the Reverend Jim Show. Here on WIBG.
This dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and...
Jimmy, I'm having second thoughts of having you next week. We're on WWDB, and I'm getting drunk in water. How can you get drunk? I don't even have a pickle here. Anyway, and warm me, bring it back up. Eric Burden and the Animals.
see my daddy in bed and dying. See his hair turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. I know, as he's been working, yeah, every day, slaving his life away. He's been working.
Dolores, by the way, where can we get that book? Can you tell us, please?
Oh, thank you so much. I'd love to. Yes, the book is available online at Amazon. It is also available at the publisher's website, which is iUniverse.com. And I want to thank everyone for considering the book and let you know, too, that we put this book together not to publish a book, so to speak. We did this for our family initially.
You did it for the spirit of Bud Cook.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
And all the proceeds go to the Gary Sinise Foundation, am I correct?
That is right, Father Jim. That was very important to Bud. It was his idea.
Buy a copy of the book. I talked to my doctor, a chiropractor, Dr. John Degenhardt, and I said, John, I'll see if he said, Father, I'll buy the book. He's going to buy the book after the show, right? And then General Satterfield, you're going to send one to him.
Absolutely.
And let's fade right into the great music of Bobby Vinton. What a great song. We have a caller right now. Helene. Is it Helene?
Colleen.
Colleen. Oh, yes.
Keep the music going. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Jump on the air. You're on Rock and Roll Reveille with Dolores Raish.
Oh, my gosh. My husband and I were in Florida. We're listening to the show, and everything just sounds so wonderful, and I'm just so proud of my aunt. Hello. And I heard you say the number, and I thought, I'm going to call in because I'm so proud of my dad. I'm so proud of my aunt, and I'm just loving listening to the show and listening to
everyone. She's been doing absolutely great.
Yes.
Amazing. She's got a great radio voice, too.
Yes, she does.
Colleen, you are so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling in. And so everyone knows, you, Colleen, are the reason that this happened. And this is a message to all the young people out there. When Colleen was in high school, she was assigned a project for school to write about Vietnam. So she asked her dad, what was it like for you in Vietnam? And her dad told her, go over to Mama and Pop's house, open the box of letters. That's all you need to know. And if Colleen had not asked that question, I'm sure this book would have never happened. It took a long time, but we did it.
So welcome to our show, and God bless you in Florida, and I hope everything's well with you, and we love you very much. This is Rock and Roll Reveille.
Love you, Colleen.
Coming home, soldier. No purple heart. You are
to me. Dolores, it's been a blessing for me, Father Jimmy Nicholas Drucker from Kensington, Allegheny, to be on the air. 10,000 watts of veteran power, WWDB. I pray that's good, Donnell Brink. AM 860. Our number is 888-329-3306. Our guest next week is Jimmy Dino. But anyway, I want to thank God for life. The most precious thing we have, every one of us here, is life. Matthew Manarek, will you say so long to everybody, Sergeant First Class, sir?
Everybody, I hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and a wonderful life.
Doc, please.
And remember who's singing. This is Bobby Vinton, the Polish Elvis.
That was Coming Home. Yes, and Janine?
We're glad to have you here with us. Join us next week, folks.
And Vienna Lorenda, Lieutenant Colonel, I address you with a by your leave, ma'am, with a salute.
As you were, Father Jim.
And Donald Brink, will you jump on, please, sir? Please.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, the last three songs you played, Box Tops.
Yes, sir.
Coming Home, Soldier. And We Got to Get Out of This Place.
Yes, sir.
The top three requested songs in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Hooray. Yes, they were.
Now, Don, we have another minute and a half with the music playing. Will you do me a big favor? Will you say, right now, you're listening to Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest, on Rock and Roll Reveille. Sir, would you do that? Everybody shush.
I didn't write all that down. What was that again?
Come on, you've been in this racket since 50, 60 years, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Father Jim Drucker. What was the rest of that?
Rock and Roll Reveille.
Rock and Roll Reveille, the doo-wop priest, and our good friend. What Jim, you did a great job. You're really sounding good.
Don, you might have a career in radio.
I've got to say, I've enjoyed this.
Oh, yeah, listen, by the way, while we're on the air. By the way, we're on the air. Hold on. Everybody, hold on.
Tell Dolores how wonderful she is.
Now, listen, Don, we're going to be sending you a this as well, but we're going to do it. Will you come on and do a full hour with me, please, sir? Please?
Sure.
Wonderful. We'll do that in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we're going to give a certificate of honor, which is Doc Sabicki's idea. And we give the certificate of honor. Is presented to Dolores Cook-Raish, sister of Howard Bud Cook, Spec 4, author of Letters to Vietnam and Back 1967 to 68, signed by myself, by Dr. Sabicki, and Billy Carlucci, who was not able to be with us this week. He'll be with us next week. I love you all so much. Stay tuned. We need a sponsor. Give us a call, jump on board, and bring alive your product, your whatever it is. And I love you, everybody. We love you, Philadelphia.
We love you, Philadelphia.
Thank you, our veterans.
Thank you, veterans.
Thank you.